coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, March 30th, 2023, Thursday. So happy to have Mr. Steve Quayle with me, stevequayle.com, just off of Coast to Coast AM. Did you hear him? I'll tell you what. What a tremendous outpouring of information on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, specifically talking about the lives of gods and men. I'm telling you what, that DVD, that video, you need to really see that video and understand where we are. All right. A couple of things before we get to Steve. I want to mention this. Folks, if you haven't done so already, please do this. Things are getting a little bit twisted sideways, as you well know. And I got a couple of reports that there were some communication problems around the shooting, the school shooting, with some cell phones and such. So this is why you need to be prepared with a satellite phone and bivy stick. Go to stevequayle.com, click on the link to the satellite phone store, as well as HagmanReport.com on our affiliate page. Both work. And speaking of preparations, you know, talk about the global issues. And by the way, there it is on your screen if you're watching this. Satellite phone store, the bivy stick, all of the components that you get. It's just amazing the deals that they have to assist you in your preparations. You don't want to be caught flat-footed without communications. Also, speaking about preparations, if you haven't done so already, and if you are a serious investor, you're seeing what's happening with our monetary system, you're going to want to go to Renaissance Precious Metals. Renaissance Precious Metals. Go to stevequayle.com. Click on the link on the upper left there. I go to stevequayle.com, and everything I need is right there, all the links to the various websites and such. But folks, I'm telling you, if you don't possess it, if you don't have it in your hand, it's not yours. And if you're relying on fiat currency or digits on a screen, you're going to be caught flat-footed, unprepared. So Renaissance Precious Metals, for serious investors, people who understand what's going on, please do that. The number is right there on your screen. All right, one last thing, and that is this. Wisconsin Christian News, Solemn Assembly and Conference, April 14th and 15th of this year. Folks, this is the great pushback against the Great Reset. If you haven't done so already, get your tickets for this two-day conference. Sharam Hadian, Alex Newman, Coach Dave, John Dislin, Dr. Mike Spaulding, talking about focusing our efforts on local battles instead of global, and awakening ministers of truth to be frontline pastors. And speaking of frontline pastors and the role in which they play, or should play, I want to tell you, I just want to open the program about this. War has been declared against Christians, in case you haven't noticed. If you go to HagmanPI.com, the article is there. Allow me just to cite the first paragraph here. The radical and inescapably satanic ideologies and agendas of the trans movements, transgenderism, transhumanism, the demonic cult of infanticide, and the Marxist Maoist ideological drivers behind critical race theory of child indoctrination all share the same demonic taproot that reaches to the depths of hell where it receives its nourishment. These ideologies are anti-God and anti-human, anti-biblical family, and against traditional marriage between a man and a woman. Any person or entity, any pastor for that matter, who embraces, advocates for, or even tolerates such ideologies has declared war on the followers of Jesus Christ. That is you, that is me, that is us. And with me now is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Steve, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule and running with me today.
Well, Doug, another one. It's been a privilege to be on with you every Thursday. It's important that we deal with the war that's been declared on Christians for decades. And again, those who have listened to me know this isn't grandstanding, but I've been warning about this day. And when the pulpits went silent, the perversion accelerated. When the pulpits accommodated evil, allowing it to come in user-friendly, that was Lucifer's, come on in, demons, we got this place. Friendship with the world is at war with God. That's what the scripture says. And if you guys who are, I'm going to say this, there are people listening to this podcast right now that are in danger, not only of their eternal salvation, but of the lake of fire, because they believe in the love everybody. That's not accurate. Romans chapter 1, there comes a time when God declares his judgment upon a nation. This is time for individuals to have their meeting with the living God. And Eric, would you put up, I don't know, is it a pink-haired entity that is on the left of Doug's article, War Declared Against Christians? I want people to be able to see the vehement, demonically infused hate towards Christians. Doug, will you, or I'll read it, because that way, you know, you don't feel uncomfortable. Kill Christ cucks. Behead Christ cucks. Roundhouse kick a Christ cuck into the concrete. Slam dunk a Christ cuck baby into the trash can. Crucify filthy Christ cucks. Defecate in a Christ cucks food. Launch Christ cucks into the sun. Okay, and then Eric, would you put up the next one next? This is the one that's, I'm sorry, just slide the screen. Yeah, there you go. And if you could bring it up a little bit so people can see, I believe this is a man who is a transitioning. So let's go up to the part where it says this woman. Okay, their name, I want everybody to understand their name, was Audrey Hale. Their martyr against transphobia from hateful Christian bigots like you genociding us. We will defend ourselves from you. Where is your God now? Pray for mercy, because we won't show any. If you want to talk, and then the skull and crossbones with, I guess, the trans symbol of, you know, the green and whatever that is, pink. I don't think people understand that this is being orchestrated by the deepest labyrinths of the deep state. And if you start looking at the funding of Black Lives Matter and Antifa to the tune of $90+ billion, I want people to understand, I know from people in that background world, they're giving provocative intelligence. And everybody who is not a member of the clergy response team is targeted for the Christian beliefs. They're even going so far, Doug, the deep state, to check who tithes, who takes deductions for tithing. And ladies and gentlemen, $90 billion. Now let me put $90 billion in perspective. Look at the $100 billion that the entity Biden, that demonic infestation, in my opinion, abandoned in Afghanistan. Not just the I think it was right at $100 billion. And then fast forward to what's going on in the Ukraine. Now the Ukraine is admitting, Zelensky's saying, well, I guess we're not going to win. Duh. And $100 billion there. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, the $38 billion that went into the Ukraine's war coffers went into FTX. And FTX, because the money got, let's say this, strategically repositioned in some of the most evil men and women's accounts worldwide, FTX went down. And then that triggered other things like Silicon Valley Bank and Republic Bank and all that. The dominoes are falling. But I want you and Doug, we have to get this across to the people of God. You've got to understand war has been declared against you. I know of no transgender, and maybe there has been a case that's ever been shot by a Christian. I know of no Christians openly calling for civil war. I know that, and I'm one of them, have been warning about it for three decades on talk radio. So it's interesting to not just talk radio, but shortwave. I mean, the radio medium and now obviously the computer medium. But the bottom line is that we're there, Doug. And I want to encourage all of the people that write for blogs and don't chicken out. If you don't believe the strength of your conviction, then shut the hell up. For instance, are we facing the potential for World War III? Do you really want to trust somebody that's in that realm? Could this be the beginning of civil war?
Hello? I said hello.
Yeah, and they drew first blood of the innocents. America's a bloody nation. We closed our eyes in Christendom, D-U-M-B on the end of that, to the senseless and needless slaughter of the aborted babies. I put up an article, I think from LifeSite News, of showing the different procedures. And now they're fighting over being able to murder children. Ladies and gentlemen, euthanasia is nothing more than the devil's e-ticket off of the earth into eternity. Because in the kingdom of God, we're promised that, you know, when it's God's time, he takes us home. But the reason euthanasia, child infanticide, and all the little children go immediately into the presence of the Lord, and they get to grow up in heaven being taught by angels, and it's just a very beautiful thing. But what's ugly is innocent blood is shed. And now do you understand? These are the spirit of Antichrist. Doug, I think that's what people have got to understand. Any clergy response team that preaches anything other than Jesus or avoids the name of Jesus, I'm telling you point blank, the Bible's clear in 1 John. Any spirit that denies Jesus Christ as Lord is the spirit of Antichrist. And I'm tired of Christian cuddle monkeys. I'm sorry. And by the way, that's not a racial term. That's people that think that's going to win people that want them dead to the Lord by if they can just give each other hugs and sing Kumbaya. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, I find it very interesting. As you're talking, I was just taking some notes here. And I think that, you know, when you have churches and pastors and ministers or whatever, priests or whatever you might call them, who are embracing the false, confusing, wicked ideas that are embedded in transhumanism, embedded in the termination of pregnancy, that one minister, priest, whatever, said, you know, God's big enough to, something about God is big enough to understand what termination of pregnancy or infanticide, abortion. It's really atheistic. It's beyond that. It's demonic, and it's now been embedded and infused into our church. It's welcomed into so many churches whose leaders, and I believe this to be the case, they don't understand, or they're underplaying, or they're part of this cultural Marxism. But it's more than that. It's the satanic that is disguised as a cultural Marxism. It's easy to say cultural Marxism or Maoism, but it's really at the, again, the taproot is the satanic ideology behind it. And we have to boldly stand up, Steve. I believe we have to be bold in our presence against this insipid wickedness of these false claims, like you showed earlier, of victimhood by these mentally ill or demonically possessed entities with purple hair and, you know, AR-15s, who will never be investigated by the FBI or Merrick Garland or any, you know, of course not. It's going to be the Christians that will. Go ahead, sir.
Well, again, I want people to understand something. Over the years, and actually decades now, God has always been faithful. No matter what people want to say, criticize, whatever. We are now at the place, ladies and gentlemen, we're facing internal insurrection generated by the left. No communist takeover or takedown has ever been successful without civil war, a lot of blood. When you hear that insipid creature who is an entity, not fully human, talking about taking away your guns, that's a time to go to the range or get ready, because, ladies and gentlemen, there's no place in the Bible that God said we cannot defend our families, we cannot defend our lives when they come for us. What this is, Doug, and maybe you can say it clearer than I, and I'm struggling for words, and I usually don't. Sometimes I do, but in this case, they have thrown down the gauntlet. They are coming to kill Christians, and the incomplete underpinning of the support for them is in the hundreds of millions of dollars when they turn their shooters loose and they will put professional hitters in. And by the way, one of the posts, I think it's the one on the story that those two images came from, was a Twitter post of someone who's been in the military. The person takes a magazine, that's what it's called, not a clip, out of their AR-15 and then holds it up to the camera. I don't know if you probably saw it, making sure people understand that it's loaded. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're loaded for bear, and you know, and they're not trying to. This is what I want people to understand. It is not going kinetic. It has gone kinetic. In other words, those are the first shots fired in the declared war against Christians and the persecution that's coming. Doug, we've been together a long time on, you know, obviously as friends, but also broadcast before there was any internet, podcast now that there is. But again, the most important point is there is such a fear and claimants to Christianity to use the name of Jesus because it's divisive. Yeah, it is. Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace to the earth, but a sword. And the enemy of a man's life will be they of his household. When I wrote, and I want everybody to understand this, when I wrote the introduction to Tom Horn's Blood on the Altar, what I told Tom when he asked me to do that was that this is the most important book prophetically, and I don't know how many years ago, somebody could look it up and send me an email or you, but, well, not in real time, but the point being is that I said, this is the most important book, Tom, you've ever written. And I was fortunate enough to write the opening, what do you call it, preface or introduction, I guess it would have been. And I said, there's two wars coming. There's a war that's going to be on the church from the outsider and the war within the church from the insiders. That's why the scripture is very clear. And people say, oh, you Bible-thumping hypocrite. Let me share this with you. The neat thing about Jesus is he has plenty of forgiveness for those of us who are hypocrites. He has plenty of forgiveness for those who call upon his name and say, Lord, I'm a mess, help. I want you to come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior. But one thing that stood against Jesus, he is opposed to the organized religion that turned the house of prayer into a house of merchandise. And ladies and gentlemen, I've been reflecting. I'm old enough to remember when Christian TV started, and I'm now old enough to really have multi-decades, five, of looking at everything, and the destruction of the local church, not the church universal, but the local church, when the church bells used to ring out across America, even in Bozeman, Montana, I don't know when they quit, but the Catholic Church used to ring bells on Sunday. And what was interesting is that there was a call to remembrance of the great things that God had done for this nation. So I want to say to everything that's the atheist, I want to say this to the Satanists, Luciferians, transgenders watching this. Remember, they're coming after you too, because the idea is to kill all humans. And Doug, when I said that, you know this, people, oh, you're just a fear monger. Are you kidding me? We have now the most biologically weaponized, articulated implements of murder that have been released on the world. There is no political solution to a spiritual problem. And his name is Lucifer. And what's interesting to me is, and as you know this, Doug, I maintain that he's the one controlling all the countries of the world through his mouthpiece, Schwab the Slob, in my opinion. We have we have half of the governments in our World Economic Foundation. Half. They probably have all. Oh, no, I think he said they have at least half of the governments of all the nations of the world signing up and linking up with them.
And so that's dated. Okay, so it's grown from them from that point. I think that's a couple of years old, right, at least. Now you've got the presence in virtually all Western civilized governments. I just want to kind of build on your point, though. What you were saying here, we have a leftist professor, Dr. Stephen Shaviro, at Wayne State University in Michigan. Now, he's been suspended, listen to this, with pay, after publishing a Facebook post calling for the murder of conservative campus speakers, where he writes, "It's far more admirable to kill than it is to shout them down." And this is part, right below that too, we had talked off air, this is part and parcel to the infiltration, like you mentioned, of the WEF, WTFers, if I can steal your phrase, the governor, Katie Hobbs, press secretary, echoing Katie Hobbs herself, right below that, Eric, is Jocelyn Berry, advocating for violence against those who oppose the radical trans agenda. And she's referencing, as is Katie Hobbs. Now, you notice that she's holding two pistols. I guess it's okay when they're armed, but not us. But this is, when they say transphobes, who are they talking about? Are they talking about political conservatives? No, they're talking about Christians. And people have to really understand that. Now, I'm not talking about the happy clappy Christians. I'm talking about the followers of the Bible and Jesus Christ. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think that's very well stated. And when I saw that lady holding two pistols, number one, you know, make my day. What are they going to be? Dirty Harriets instead of Dirty Harrys? You know, I mean, it's insane. But here's what everybody has to understand. They are recruiting actively out of the military. And what did we see happen to the U.S. military? It got transgendercated, okay? It got basically emasculated. And oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there is a movement on to destroy the U.S. Army. Look at how much stuff was left in Afghanistan. But it's not just Afghanistan, Doug. It's other places. We flee, we leave. And I know you've probably seen the story, but stacks of $100 bills, and you know, probably in $10,000 stacks. And you know what people don't, I think, really understand is how come, look at these three numbers, $100 billion, and that's close, you know, plus or minus maybe 10 million, that was left behind in Afghanistan. $100 billion that underwrote the whole situation in the Ukraine. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm watching the talking heads on even Fox. You know, they're quoting, I think, a congressman or a senator saying, well, we know they got millions of dollars. You guys are absolutely so short-sighted. They're not talking about millions. We're talking about billions being basically creamed off the crop. And there are bankers that tell behind the scenes, and somehow that information gets to me, that basically we're talking Zelensky, $2 billion in his personal slush fund, okay? And then if that's the case, and now Biden, you know, the 100 and what is it up to what, 152 or 54 suspicious transaction reports?
With it's, the last I knew was, I can verify 152. Go ahead.
Okay, so 152. Any one of those is enough to warrant a knock on the door from usually the FBI, but 154. And I want people to understand this. Notice how the narrative is imprisoning the truth. They're throwing out there that's millions. Well, millions, that's not the big number. The big number are the billions, okay? And with due respect, they're saying, well, we got to look at all the records. The Treasury has all the records. And am I correct in saying, well, it seems like the Treasury doesn't want to give them up? And Janet Yellen, you know, the equivalent of Captain Kangaroo's sister, in my opinion, with her bowl cut hair, and the Sergeant Schultz combination of I Know Nothing, Hogan's Heroes. The thing is that she definitely knows it. She definitely has access to those numbers. And I don't know when you want to transition, Doug, but we're in the time now where the meltdown financially is underway. And I'd like to remind all the Hagman listeners, and thank you guys for praying for Doug, supporting him financially, supporting me with our work in, with our work in Mexico and Latin America and now South America. And when we know something that we can give out, we'll give it out, information. But what's problematic right now is the meltdown of the U.S. banking system. But let's go to Deutsche Bank, okay? Deutsche Bank makes, and this is told to me by somebody in the world, makes Credit Suisse look good by 5,000 times worse exposure.
And you were the first one to mention Deutsche Bank.
And I'm sorry, I'm reaching down for my wind cover. And not only that, but how about Operation Sandman? Operation Sandman was first basically spoken about on Doug's program, the Hagman Report, my Q files, and then the private briefings people got it before everybody else. Now what's funny, it's really funny to me, I hear people using that so casually, like, oh yeah, they knew about it. No, they didn't. But if you guys knew what your prayers and what your support of this platform, Hagman Report, have done, is we're allowed by the grace of God to have a platform. And there's a lot of people that you would be surprised are listening to this. And Doug and I are both aware of the spooks that are listening to it from multiple countries. But the thing is, Sandman's in play right now. Sandman, again, is the repudiation of the U.S. dollar. Also, it's taking place almost like every day, another nation or 14 African nations, they're trading their currencies for produce, and they remonetize their currency and the American dollar. Listen, here's the thing, Doug. Our government wants to get out of all of its obligations, which are in the quadrillions with all derivatives, and just declare a new currency. Who will buy anything from America based on that? And yeah. Again, they won't. If all your money has turned to you know what, well, nobody wants to go step in that pile. Go ahead, sir.
Steve, are you surprised? Okay. We seem to be at this point of convergence. All of a sudden, we've got, well, I shouldn't say all of a sudden, because we've seen this coming. You've spoken about it on this platform, your own. And by the way, folks, please look, you're not going to get any better information than the Q files and private briefings. Okay. You're not going to get any better information. They're two separate things. Subscribe. Okay. And yes, that is a plug. Subscribe. There it is right there. Private briefings, the truth about what's really going on. You will be weeks, months, half a year ahead of what's really going on. Subscribe. That's the only thing I can tell you. But are you surprised at the convergence of events, including and especially the push toward the universal basic income, the fall of the banking system, the push toward this central bank digital currency, and everything else that's taking place right now? Are you, or is this pretty much, has it been sped up, or are they on track? Have they doubled down, or what?
I think they've quadrupled down, and just as the trains are derailing, you know what, two more trains in the last 24 hours, spilling toxic this, toxic that, or a barge spilling 1,400 tons of methanol into the Ohio River. Ladies and gentlemen, we're under war. They are at war with us, the American people. There is, Doug, you asked me a really important question. Because I'm nonlinear, obviously, I would make a really bad investigator, and that's not what God's called me to do, but I'm spherical. And what that means is I can, and I think you know me well enough now, I can process a lot of data from different data points coming in all at once, okay?
I just want to correct you. Look, you make a hell of a good investigator, because sometimes you get caught in that linear trap and you fail to see the bigger picture. Go ahead.
Well, again, my problem is And look, it's just the way I'm made. I wish I could, you know, be clearer, but it's interesting because as much criticism as I get for, oh, you didn't finish your statements, people said, if you hadn't finished that statement or jumped around, what you jumped to is exactly what I was praying about. I'm not saying anything. I'm saying all things, including spherical thinking. But I want to get back to work to the good to them that love Christ Jesus. I've always said it's going to come all at once. And remember my statement, we're going to look to the east. It's going to be coming from the east. We're going to look to the west. It's going to be coming to the west. From the north, it's coming from the north. From the south, coming from the south. Underneath our feet, it's coming from underground. Looking up into the sky, and I'm not talking about second coming of Jesus. I'm talking about total war, multidimensional war being focused on planet Earth. And that's why it doesn't surprise me. But I find that most people cannot and will not believe anything that takes them out of their comfort zone. And I was praying about that, and you know the thing that the Lord gave me. Excuse me. No word of God spoken by a man of God is ever received by the people of God at the time it's given. When the Lord told me that, I said, Lord, give me scripture because I'm going to get challenged on that. I didn't think that up, by the way. And you know where the scripture is when Jesus specifically said, which of the prophets did your fathers not kill? And I'm not a prophet. I'm just saying Jesus said to the most religious people in the world, to the Sadducees and the Pharisees who had every external trapping ceremonies, and they were religious. So when the prophets of God would come, or usually a prophet, to stand against the false prophets, 400 to 1, there are 400 false prophets to every one true prophet or real prophetesses. And the thing is that Jesus made it clear the religious people will never allow the followers of the living God to have their way or their sway because they want to maintain control. And that's what it's all about in the, what would I call, the airwaves of Christian television programming. And I'm going to say this, I don't know it all, and I would say there's probably some local programming, but the biggest names in ministry, and I'm shocked, okay? I'm so shocked I won't give out the names. I'm not withholding any information, but I just don't need that right now. And when I say I don't need that, I don't need people to get their eyes or wanted them to get their eyes on the people they think are such godly ministers of the truth. You know, the bottom line is it's time to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. So that's a long way of saying I look at the basketball and I'm going from memory. I know nothing about sports, but I think Spalding made basketballs. And if you look at the stitching on a basketball, or you look at the writing on a basketball, it's an interesting understanding that if you only can see this much of the, you know, let's say that where just the name is, and you can't see around the whole ball at once, then you can only, then you can follow the bouncing ball like they used to put on, old television shows, but this is, you've got to be able to see not only the handwriting on the wall, but you've got to be able to interpret the handwriting on the wall, and not only the handwriting on the wall, but it's like the basketball, all the writing on a basketball. When people get, I don't know what they're called, tribute basketballs, where all the members of a team, you know, sign the basketball, and then that becomes worth, you know, tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars based on the time and stuff. What Christians have got to learn is the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation is absolutely giving us the entire composite picture. But there's only a framework of time, like right now, where people would believe, Doug, that we're watching the death of the American dollar. Chaos, mayhem, meltdown, the worst situation, civil war, horrific Mad Max-like scenes that there's no way that I can put it into perspective. Even the most, detailed, if you will, horror genre movies of whatever, like Apocalypse or Z or Independence Day or any of them, you know, they can't even do it either. You know, they can't do it.
People, I don't think people really understand, Steve. Maybe you can elaborate just a little bit to the extent you feel. As America loses its position as the world's reserve currency, there will be absolute chaos and hell inside this country. People, I don't think people really understand that. And that's killing the dollar, essentially. Is that a true statement? I mean,
yes. Yeah. Okay. What's killing the dollar is purchasing power. Remember, Doug, you and I have been together again. I keep saying that just to put people into the mindset. This isn't new, we're talking about. We've been talking about the crash. I remember dealing with commercial real estate.
Yep.
I said, how do you make money on commercial real estate when you don't have anybody that can pay the rent? We're watching some of the most wealthy corporations shutting her down, Amazon. And thank you to the sister that sent me the actual statement. I put it up on my website where Jeff Bezos basically said Amazon's not always going to be around. And then just that was said years ago, maybe 3 years ago. And now we just hear that, you know, Whole Foods is shutting down in different places around the country and for different reasons. But when the big reasons is you can't have a hot food bar or salads and soups when you don't have any stuff that you can put in the salad and soup. So when Bezos, and he was an insider, brilliant guy, but he knows what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. The only people that don't have any idea what's happening are the ones that are information saturated, but they never take action to help themselves. And there came in your statement, you know, about how can you care for someone's life when they don't care for their life as much as you do? And I think that's the gist of it. So the answer and the total answer is that, and this is to your question, just so you know, I'm being linear now, it's all happening at once. There's a word called overwhelmed. And most people shut down when they're overwhelmed. Some of us don't shut up, which is, I guess, a gift from the Lord. Because when everybody shuts down mentally and psychologically, and once the food is gone, the nutritional supplements are gone, they'll shut down physically. That's what I think is the most important bottom line. So if people cannot understand, you're seeing genocide, you're seeing absolute a declaration of war against Christians. And I'm praying right now, I don't have the answer. I've always asked God in Dmitry Dudeman's vision of the concurrent strike of Russia against the United States being predicated upon the civil war in the United States being initiated in the middle of the country. I haven't done it. Maybe Eric, you could do it. But I was trying to figure out how far Ohio, you know, is take the capital from the north border, the south, southern border, the eastern border and the western border. And just to come up with it or just even find the numerical places, because, Doug, I thought it could be Texas. I don't know the answer to that, but I will tell you this. That people, we, and I could not know what I'm being told unless someone who's in that world made it sure that the information you're getting with this next statement, the intelligence that is being given to Antifa, to BLM, and to obviously the whole transgender, kill all the Christians, ladies and gentlemen, they are initiating civil war. They have fired the first shots of civil war. And notice this, they start the fight and then they blame us being Christians. I'm telling everybody who understands the words, and God bless each and every one of you veterans that does. God bless you, Brother James. One specific that your listeners and my listeners, our listeners, viewers have helped. Some of these people are just astonishingly gifted men and women. But Doug, we have the disposition and the dispossession of Americans from their homes. They can't even afford rent anymore. Well, enter BlackRock. There are so many secret deals, ladies and gentlemen. There are due on sale clauses in some mortgages, not all. If the price, and not only due on sale, excuse me, due on valuation calls, there's another name for it. But if your mortgage exceeds what the house is valued at, seeing a hyperinflation market, everybody loves it because they can clip coupons, take extra money out in equity against their house. But so many people are being dispossessed from their homes. And ladies and gentlemen, the international elite bankers are repossessing the entire fruit of your labors. And we're watching men and women living in their cars. And in Bozeman, Montana, it's a pretty affluent community. There are streets, Doug, with nothing but campers and nothing but people living in their cars. You know, I mean, it's and we're an affluent community here, But if you look at what's happened in all the Democrat-controlled cities, the East Coast, West Coast, ladies and gentlemen, if you and I cannot judge the nature of evil by the fruit of evil, and we cannot see it, then we're already dead men walking. We are a dead nation. I guess this is the most important thing. The day the dollar is totally repudiated by Sandman, and everybody's doing it, and they will make a collective statement. But prior to the collective statement, Doug, it's this nation, that nation, and the most, I would say this, compelling statement was when the president of Nigeria told his countrymen, get out of the dollar in 2 weeks. Because Didn't he say it'd be worthless?
If he didn't say it, he certainly implied it or inferred it, whichever is the right word. But yes.
Well, so
yeah, I mean, he would be in a position to know. And what does that mean for the average American? You and I, folks, pay attention to this. Get your family awakened to this because it is happening now. Everything that Steve said 20 years ago, 15, 10 years ago, it's happening now. And you know, it hurts my heart to think of the children who will suffer in this country from hunger and from being dispossessed from their homes because of yes, go ahead.
Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. That's true. Jesus said, as he is, so we are in the world. Now, we're not with Jesus in heaven right now, but the Spirit of the living God, if we truly are born again, lives within us. And I don't understand. It gets into quantum, basically, entanglement and positioning. But even though Jesus is on the throne, because we are members of his body, we are seated with him in heavenly places. Now, we're not there, obviously. We now, a lot of us, are seated in hellish places. But that's location. That's not condition of our heart. Doug, I don't know how to make a statement clearer or cleaner than the one I'm going to say. Cleaner, I don't mean because of bad language. I just mean clear and precise. War has been declared like never before on the Christians. And if you think it's now just starting with kids, it's not just. And here's, we've seen the weaponization of all of federal agencies against anybody that stands for biblical values, vilified. Anybody that stands for family values, vilified. The day they say they're coming after the Second Amendment, that's your, that's mine, that's our last line in the sand. And I want people to understand that at that point, you've already, if you're going to live free, you're going to have two choices, to live free in Jesus and probably cost you your life, or you get to live under the devil's rule and reign, where once he comes on the scene and claims he's God, and you just got to take the mark of the beast, whatever form it takes. I know this is the technology of the beast now. I know it's, you know, when people took the vaccine, they didn't pray about it, but they capitulated to fear and also public opinion. When the former head of the CIA made the statement, Bill Casey, we'll know our efforts have been effective when everything the American people believe is a lie. That's why, Doug, there's no backbone or spine. That's why the people that turned the world upside down in the early church, the book of Acts forward, is they had the power of the Holy Spirit. They had the anointing, the appointing, and they took the words of Jesus seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, the people are telling you there's going to be a great revival. Ask them on what basis, without repentance, that's even a biblically sound principle. If they tell you that they're going to, the wealth of wicked, Brother Quayle, is going to be poured on me because that's what Brother So-and-so, I said, oh, that entity. Here's the thing, Doug, unreal expectations while denying the reality of what's happening going on. What's going to happen when, and I had to face this, you'll have to face this, all of us will have to face this, and we face it with God's grace, we cannot face it in our own power, that there's coming a time, I don't know, very soon, and I don't know the the time period. Everybody wants me to give them, I mean, give them time. I can't. It's known only to God. But the point is, if you're a Christian, most likely we'll all be running for our lives or be led by the angel of the Lord. Yes, I believe that, into areas that those who have been faithful to God will absolutely not have to, I would say this, in a false faith, just think, oh, they're going. In essence, the five wise virgins, they will be with the bridegroom. The five unwise virgins, I think I got a, if I went back on my, I don't know, 450,000 emails the last couple of years, and I would say this, people really have a hard time for the two words, responsibility, and the time that, if they are Christians, accountability. And I'd encourage everybody, if the Lord prompts you, you know, and he does this with me, if you got heart in your, you got ought in your heart. I saw a guy at a funeral I had to go to, my very, very dear friend. I shared it on my podcast, I think. And I saw a guy there that it, I didn't even think I had ought in my heart against him. And God said, forgive him now. And I did. But it had gone so deep into my subconscious. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what I can tell you. You will stand alone before the living God and give account, but you never stand alone on earth as you serve the living God, because God said he gives us a comforter, the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the angels of the Lord encamp around those who love and fear God. And to the Christians that will learn their authority, I'm talking functional authority, to the Christians that will operate in the realm of being obedient to the commandments of the Lord. And I'm talking about be faithful to that which God has given you in the little things. But to the cowards, the fearful, the unbelieving, and the people that want to make friendship with the world, you're damned unless you repent. I don't know how to be any, oh, that's so unkind. That's Bible. Well, I can't name the name of Jesus because he knows I love him. No, he doesn't. The Bible's very clear. And I telling all Christians everywhere, and God, obviously I got a big platform thanks to you and Greg Hunter. Oh, by the way, when I did Greg Hunter, I think I got over, Eric could call it up, but Greg said that I had over 110 or 20,000 real-time validated listeners that interview, which by the way, on usawatchdog.org, I thought was really good. It was just, my opinion of it is when I know the points are made and made for the Lord. Greg, by the way, is an unabashed Christian. He stands for Jesus Christ. And Doug, you're going to love this. In the first minute after that thing went up, yeah, end of days, collapse and calamity, can you scroll down? I talked to Greg on the phone. He told me, he said within the first, it should say how many people watched it. It's not beyond my understanding, Doug, nor would be yours, that instantly the AI trolls come in. They wanted to tell people it was bad right from the beginning, but God bless the people that saw it for what it is. But I think it was like, he said, 50 instantly in the first 10 seconds. In other words, from the time Greg posted that, the end of days, collapse and calamity, he told me, he said, Steve, they came after you. Unfortunately, he's got the ability to block them. So the point I'm trying to make is this. The truth lies within the Word of God between the pages of Genesis 1:1 and the end of the book in Revelation. And ladies and gentlemen, our lives are like books. We're not into the last chapter of our book, the book of life, until God calls us home. But ladies and gentlemen, the thing that will take us out of strife into the book of life is that wonderful R word, repentance. And Doug, there are people out there that say, Jesus has made us free of that. We don't need to repent. Are you kidding me? Repent and believe, or you'll be deceived? So here, I want, and this is something I pray for all of your listeners, my listeners, our collective listeners, I want a transformational encounter with Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. The pulpits, the puke pits, and the pedophiles in the pulpits, and that's not a statement, and the perverts in the pulpits have sent so many people to their eternal damnation because they wouldn't preach the truth. There's nothing else that can draw a man to Jesus Christ except the Holy Spirit. And God says, repent and believe. He didn't say, just believe and be deceived. Well, that's where we're at, Doug. It's not just so important. People say, oh, I believe in God. I say, does he believe in you? Well, what do you mean? Jesus said, any man that fails to confess him before men, well, the fire, you know, he won't confess our names before his holy Father, Almighty God. And what I'm seeing is a lackadaisical, almost, how would I say it? A contemptuous setting aside of the things of God, even in professing Christendom's spheres of influence or in their personal walks with Jesus, if they have one.
Interesting. You said a lot there, and I've met a lot of Christians. I've spoken to them. I've gotten their emails where they cite Luke 6, where they say, you know, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and so on. Which, okay, I understand that the context in which that was written and stated. Obviously, it's a reminder that we should show love when our time comes to suffer for him, for God, in his name. Okay. But that does not mean we are to lay down and to allow our children, our family, the innocents, to be persecuted and prosecuted.
Or murdered,
right? Raped, pillaged. We're not to turn the other cheek. You know, as men, we are responsible for protecting the innocent, for protecting our wives, our children, our grandchildren. And I love the I love J.R. Tolkien, who the statement from J.R. Tolkien, who said, I do not love the bright sword for its sharpness, nor the arrow for its swiftness, nor the warrior for his glory. I love only that which they defend. And that's kind of where I was headed to, citing J.R. Tolkien.
Well, here's the deal. I came to the conclusion a long time ago. God asks individuals to lay down their lives at certain points, certain people. Not all are called to be martyrs. Some will be alive when Jesus' second coming. But I do not have the right to sacrifice my wife, my children, my grandchildren, because I was a coward. And the only reason, I want to make this clear, go ahead and challenge me. I'm not trying to you, Doug. The only reason that our children, especially our men children, our little boys, are being sexually mutilated is because the men that should have been men of God allowed themselves to be intellectually castrated and, let's say this, chemically castrated, because they wouldn't stand up for the innocent. And I remember Mike McQuitty, one of the guys I had on my show 25 years ago now on KHNC, when he made this statement, God told him through a bloody nose, and the nose, the bleeding wouldn't stop. And then Mike was a man of God, and he said, well, Lord, what's going on? And he used that bloody nose of Mike's to make a point. He said, once the blood starts flowing, it will never stop. And ladies and gentlemen, the blood has already stopped flowing. And if you will allow your wife to be raped, your children to be plundered, and you may go under fighting for them. Well, look at what happened to our country. I got to get this in. With $100 billion left in Afghanistan, you know, $100 billion, the army is destroyed. We do not have enough people to keep the army going. That was by design. Our aircraft are falling out of the sky because the Air Force declared war on the living God. And boy, did that statement bring a lot of heat, which I cannot even go into on this show. The biggest heat I've ever experienced was on that statement, meaning, you know, they wanted me off the planet. And I'm not making this melodramatic. I'm making this about God's faithfulness, because the scripture asks, God says, who's gonna go for me? Who shall I send? You know, who cares? Who sees? And you know what, Doug? I don't know the discussion that Jesus and God have, the Father and Son. When they look down, they see the sacrifice of what Jesus gave up as a Son of God, that we might be brought back into the family of God. And people just brush it off. That's why there are going to be millions of people thrust into hell in under 90 seconds when the nukes go off on the East Coast. It's not scaling down, everyone, the nuclear war. We're now seeing, because of the entity that's in the White House, which I call the slaughterhouse, you'll soon see why that will become true. You now have Iran, nuclear power. You have North Korea. You have China and Russia. And you have Brazil. You have other nations joining the BRICS. And America's glass house and all the windows in it are about to be, pun intended, shattered by the BRICS. And I can't imagine the more disruptive moment when it comes, when the banks are shut down, when your credit cards don't work, and it's really a moot point because there's nothing on the shelves. Doug, there is a disconnect. And like, again, Bill Casey, former director of CIA, made the statement that they'll know their methods have been effective when everything the American people believe a lie. Do you really believe 40%? I'll throw this back to you. 40% of Americans, or even 40% of the Democrats, can look at what's going on in the country and say, yep, life is sure good under, Hyden Biden.
That reminds me of John Lovitz. Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah, yeah. No, it's the... The news, the media, the print media, the TV media, all of this is nothing but a lie. And for people to consume it, to fall for the delusion, it's really a sad event to watch. And even sadder when, you talk to members of your family, friends, others who believe what they're being told, and you know it's a lie. And that's why I think your earlier statement too about repentance, all you need to do, folks, in my view anyway, not all, but you hit your knees, you ask for forgiveness, and understand that you need to be obedient to Almighty God. And as long as you, in my view anyway, as long as you're obedient and your heart is right and you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then I believe your steps will be laid out for you if you listen and if you are obedient. That's my view. But yes, you said a lot. Wow. Man.
How much time do we have?
Unbelievably, only a minute and a half.
Keep your eyes on Deutsche Bank, ladies and gentlemen, because I received information that it's 5,000 times worse. If you know the math of Credit Suisse, 5,000 times worse than Credit Suisse, that it's going down, ladies and gentlemen, that Janet Yellen is totally out of her league, wanting to print, or mint actually, $51 trillion coins that have no value, unless they had $1 trillion worth of platinum in it. And she absolutely is fluttering, she's sputtering, and she's clueless on basic math. And so I want you to pray. I want everybody who's a believer in Jesus Christ, and if you're scared and don't know Jesus, then ask him to come into your heart. Say, God, if you're real, if Jesus is my Savior, then reveal yourself to me, Jesus. And to those who understand, HELP. It's the acronym, His Everlasting Presence, His Everlasting Provision, Protection, Purity, Purpose. And it goes on. There's five more in the book, Jesus, the Premise, the Promise. It's that critical, Doug. And God bless you. God bless Eric. And thank you guys for having me on today. And, we're at that point. If you are a writer, don't use weasel words. Tell everybody what's happening, and Jesus is coming. Bless you, Doug. Amen. Thank you.
God Fire. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Folks, make sure you do sign up for his private briefings. I'm telling you, they're worth the every penny and even more than that. Go to stevequayle.com, and from there, you can go anywhere. And I appreciate that. Jesus is the Premise of the Promise, great book as well. Don't forget Wisconsin Christian News. Go there. Make sure you sign up for the conference, and may God bless each and every one of you. Thanks for tuning in.